Hey everyone, and welcome back to Depression Free Zone. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and if you're like me, you've probably heard that saying 100 times, just think positive. But let's be real, sometimes those pesky negative thoughts can feel like they have a mind of their own, right? They just keep popping up even when we try to push them away. Well, guess what? There's actual science behind this whole positive thinking thing. Turns out, your brain is like that super cool muscle. You can actually train it to think more positively. And today, we're diving deep into the fascinating world of neuroplasticity and exploring how you can rewire your brain for happiness. Okay, so what exactly are we talking about here? Neuroplasticity is basically the brain's ability to change its structure and function throughout life. Think of it like this. Every time you learn something new, every time you make a decision, every time you have a thought or feeling, you're literally changing the wiring in your brain. So how does this connect to positive thinking? Well, when you choose to focus on positive thoughts and experiences, you're actually strengthening those neural pathways associated with happiness, optimism, and resilience. It's like creating a well-worn path in your brain that leads straight to good vibes. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you unlock the power of neuroplasticity. 1. Be mindful of your thoughts. Ever notice how certain thoughts seem to stick around longer than others? That's because our brains tend to gravitate towards patterns, both positive and negative. Become aware of those thought patterns and start consciously choosing to replace negative ones with more constructive and uplifting alternatives. 2. Practice gratitude. Seriously, this one is a game changer. When you focus on the things you are grateful for, it shifts your attention away from negativity and opens you up to a whole new world of positivity. Keep a gratitude journal, write down 3 things you're thankful for each day, or simply take a moment to appreciate the little things in life. 3. Surround yourself with positivity. You know that saying, you're who you hang out with. Well, it's actually true. The people you spend time with have a huge influence on your thoughts and feelings. Seek out relationships with positive, supportive individuals who uplift you and inspire you to be your best self. 4. Challenge negative self-talk. That inner voice can be pretty brutal sometimes, right? But remember, it's just a voice that doesn't have to define you. When those negative thoughts creep in, challenge them with evidence and positive affirmations. You are capable, strong, and worthy of happiness. 5. Embrace self-care. Taking care of yourself physically, mentally, and emotionally is crucial for rewiring your brain for positivity. Make time for activities that nourish your soul, whether it's exercise, meditation, spending time in nature, or indulging in a good book. Remember that friend who always seems to have this super positive outlook on life. Ever wonder how they do it? Well, chances are they've mastered the art of rewiring their brain for happiness. And guess what? You can too. Take a moment and think about the time when you successfully overcame a challenge or achieved something you were proud of. How did you feel during that experience? Remember those positive emotions, that feeling of accomplishment, resilience, and joy. Now imagine tapping into that wellspring of positivity more often. That's the power of neuroplasticity. Now, let's say your best friend is going through a tough time. They're feeling down, stressed, and just generally negative about everything. What would you do? You might try to cheer them up with a funny story or offer words of encouragement. But what if you could actually help them rewire their brain for positivity? You could suggest they start practicing gratitude by keeping a journal of things they're thankful for each day. Encourage them to spend time with positive people who uplift and inspire them. Remind them that they are strong, capable, and worthy of happiness. By sharing these tips, you are not just offering support, you are empowering your friend to take control of their mental well-being and create a happier, healthier life. So there you have it, the science behind positive thinking. Remember, your brain is incredibly adaptable and can be trained to think more positively. By practicing gratitude, challenging negative thoughts, surrounding yourself with positivity, and taking care of yourself, you can unlock the power of neuroplasticity and create a happier, healthier you. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these insights. And if you're feeling inspired, leave a review. It helps others find this podcast and join our awesome community. See you in the next episode, where we'll be exploring.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.